Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Monday, October 19th, 2020.
Bitcoin's on a tear up to 11,735. ETH is also up about 1% to 379.
Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does DeFi investment monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. Okay, first, last Friday, OKX kind of spooked the market. Bitcoin actually dropped by 3% after it was announced that the cryptocurrency exchanges had suspended withdrawals because the founder had been arrested and was in police custody.
Yeah, and then the allegation, or the way they explained it, was that essentially the founder was in police custody and he was one of five people. It got super fuzzy. They said that there was five people who had the private keys to withdraw coins, and he was one of those five people, and they used three of five, but I guess maybe four of five. But even that doesn't make sense. Like, you would never set up a system like this, a multi-sig system like this, that required all five people to be present, right? That would just be, basically you're saying that if someone gets hit by a bus and you don't know how to get their keys, you've lost all of your coins. You would never do that. That is not how anyone designs these systems when they're designing it well. And I do think that OKX had designed this well. So essentially, this guy gets arrested or disappears for a little bit, and they suddenly disable withdrawals. I mean, the other thing is withdrawals also are not like, there's a hot wallet and there's a cold wallet. You know, you normally have enough coinage to maintain your cold wallet maintain your hot wallet for, you know, a few days. This happened pretty suddenly, and maybe this was the tail end of, like, it happened way before and then they just sort of started talking about it, which also would have been irresponsible. Either way, my personal feeling on this is there's a lot more going on here than they are claiming. Essentially, OKX came out with a statement saying that it was not, he was not getting arrested for anything to do with OKX. He was getting arrested for some sort of personal matter. I don't buy it. I don't buy any part of it. I don't buy why you would ever suspend withdrawals for legitimate purposes. At the end of the day, if your CEO is getting arrested for personal reasons, that's an even better reason to keep all of your withdrawals and keep everything humming smoothly. It's be like, hey, yeah, our CEO got arrested, but he's not the linchpin of our exchange. Anyone can run it. We're all set to keep going. So I don't know. I thought it was super shady. I think there's way more going on here than we know about so far.
So do you think that just the 3% dip and then bouncing right back in Bitcoin prices was an appropriate market reaction?
Well, I think the reaction is that is that with DeFi, I like to look at this through a DeFi lens, obviously, which is that with DeFi now, there are all these non-centralized exchanges. I mean, this is nothing but great for DeFi, right? This is nothing but great for Uniswap and Balancer and all the protocols out there. Because you look at OKX, you're like, well, what the hell do you mean you're freezing my withdrawals? That should never be able to happen. There should be so many layers in place to make it impossible or unnecessary to ever freeze withdrawals, that this is nothing but great for DeFi. And so I think that there was a little bit of a realization there. Plus, as it was going up, there's obviously institutional pressure right now. And then over the weekend, early today, a bunch of shorts got liquidated. So at the 11,500, a huge chunk of shorts got liquidated. So that also will drive up prices. So there was a lot of resiliency in the market, and people want to buy crypto right now. Everyone's pretty nervous. People want to be buying crypto.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that this shows the overall crypto market has an infrastructure problem?
I think it certainly does. And it has always had an infrastructure problem. And that's why DeFi is so important.
All right. Well, we know how you feel about DeFi. All right. So other news, Hippo Finance launches the first community governed DeFi hedge fund.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. You know, it's a different take on a index fund or something like that, which is, there's a new trend right now that's just kind of sneaking out called social liquidity pools, which are liquidity pools and hedge funds that are governed by social voting and social contracts. Hippo came out with one that's doing that. We'll see how it goes. I mean, at the end of the day, there is no guarantee that a group of people are smarter than an individual. In fact, groups of people could be a lot dumber or can be manipulated to do malicious things. I think there's potentially a lot of value here. This could be very cool. This was also a press release, so we see what happens when there's actually like more, when there's more coverage of it, and as things get reviewed and all of their holdings get, holdings come out and all of that.
All right. So last week, Filecoin settled at about $40 on its first day of trading. But then today, there were some allegations that miners are on strike.
Yeah. So Filecoin came out the gate, spiked up to 100, maybe even a little bit higher, dropped down to 38. It's hovering around 38, 40 right now. Futures have been trading at $15, and Filecoin sold for $1, between $1 and $5 4 years ago when they held it. So IRR on this is pretty terrible. I mean, if you're holding something for 4 years, well, no, I guess it's all right. It's not too bad. But it is, if you bought at the $1, it's not as good if you bought at the $5. Filecoin came out. There has been a lot of contention. Like, Filecoin has been a very contentious project for the last few years. It took a very long time to get up and running with their protocols, way longer than anyone who bought into the ICO thought it was going to take. There was, especially for how much money they raised. I mean, they raised an incredible amount of money, $200 million off an ICO. There was I think that everyone was getting more and more nervous that this was a bunch of Filecoin people were going to disappear with a lot of Ethereum. So the protocols finally come out, and now as the protocol emerged, they've kind of changed some of the social contract around it. So they've changed the amount of Filecoin you have to stake to increase demand for the coin. So this is, relatively common. It's one of the ways to manipulate price of your coin is to demand people stake it to participate in your network. But the problem is that with Filecoin at $40, it in fact means that people who have legitimate needs, like you're essentially tamping down your miners to prop up the price of the coin. And that's exactly the wrong thing you want to do. I mean, honestly, Filecoin itself should not really, if you're going to be mining for Filecoin, which essentially means you're going to be providing storage space for people to use, if you're going to be doing that, you should not really be having to stake coins on it. The whole point of having a mining type work or a proof of storage is what Filecoin uses, is to not have staking. It's to not have a proof of stake type liquidity, like mining blockchain. So I think it's really silly that they have any requirements around their miners to have Filecoin. And then obviously, who knows what the truth is here. The allegation is because mining of blocks has drastically slowed down. So it's gone down to a crawl at this point for how fast blocks are getting mined, when really right now with all the news, the coin launching, the protocol launching, should just be going nuts right now. So lots of weird issues going on.
All right. So six Binance Smart Chain DeFi projects were awarded money from the $100 million fund that Binance had set up. And that's out of 180 projects that have applied for grants so far.
Yeah, we like to talk about these because they are, they're interesting. It's always good to see that, there are people that are trying to compete with, Binance is one of the companies trying to compete with Ethereum. They have a lot of money to throw around. So essentially they are chucking a lot of money at at different projects. One of the notable ones here was a project called PancakeSwap, which was a automatic market maker. Why you would give money it was $350K that they gave to him. Why you would give money to an automatic market maker startup when literally you run the Ethereum blockchain, Uniswap, Balancer, all these guys are open source. I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't just either. I don't know why you wouldn't just build that yourself. It's sort of strange. I mean, I think they're doing a little bit of this for goodwill. But anyways, it was $350,000 times six out of a $100 million fund. So not a ton of money here, realistically speaking.
All right. Quickly, the last story. There's apparently a OneCoin movie coming out starring Kate Winslet. I don't know what to make about this.
I don't know. Who's she playing? That's crazy.
I don't know what to say. It's like a courtroom drama.
Is it? Oh man. Yeah. Cause it was, the whole thing was a Ponzi scheme. So it should be really interesting to see. I did not know. Was the founder a woman? I honestly know very little about it.
All right.
Well, there you go.
That's it for today. Thank you as always for listening to the DeFi Daily.
All right. Have a good one.